4 HKX.
Good morning, Patrick, KR4ACR.
How's your day going so far?
Well, just getting cranked up, but at least it's not raining. Got good weather, so we shall see.
That's the same here. It's nice and cool this morning and beautiful blue sky.
We're still in the hospital.
That's where I'm heading right now.
A lot of wear and tear on you, too. Anybody else that has to go.
But, I mean, he was there for me when I was younger and I needed him, so it's the least I can do.
I understand. I definitely do.
Greenville, you in today?
Well, unfortunately, I'm still on 85, trying to get to Greenville.
Sorry, that's all I can say.
On the bright side, it's 29 miles per hour instead of 7.
That's a bright spot, and at least you're moving a little bit, and hopefully you get where you're going soon.
Well, I got several things to do in the office if I can get there for any length of time. It isn't Friday, but we shall see.
Depends on if everybody shows up for work like you're supposed to.
That's the thing, there's a lot of variables. If you get a couple of things out of town, which takes one of your people for an extended period of time, that makes a difference. Like Friday, I had a run to Atlanta, so, I mean, that guy was gone the better part of the day.
Atlanta and back, it's a good part of the day there, for sure.
Easter famine, one day you're sitting there scratching your head wondering why nobody's calling. The next day, you need three more people.
I imagine so. And you try to do it all while you can, because you don't know when the next opportunity is going to be there.
Well, that's the thing. You hate to say no to anything if you can avoid it. But anyway, I try not to do one-time shots for these people from way out of town calling and want something they're never going to call again. I try to take care of the local customers first.
So, let me ask you this. What kind of delivery are you doing? Just whatever, or is there a certain kind of customer that you're asking for, or is it just general, like if I needed something delivered, I could call you?
Yeah, general freight. Most of it's for industrial customers. We do mail pickup at the post office for people who have a P.O. box. We have routes to do that. We have a division that does medical stat pickups from doctor's offices and to labs, that kind of stuff.
I was just curious. I mean, I hadn't really had a chance to talk to you much about it.
It's like a plastics supplier in Greenville. And he'll have, like today, he's got some stuff going to Easley. And it'll be, I mean, we only do up to 10,000 pounds, so it's got to be less than that. But the box truck does that. And then we've got a place, it's actually the place Shane goes first with his delivery every day. We do untold numbers of things for them. We're headed to Gastonia right now for them.
You got a pretty nice little setup going on there then. Y'all using little cargo vans and a box truck?
We have Priuses, we have cargo vans, and we have 26-foot straight trucks.
Yeah, y'all got a wide variety of delivery options there.
That's why I told you the other day that I didn't know which one I was going to
get. I can see why now.
And the idea is I'm supposed to be in the office and not on the road, but, you know, again, that depends on what happens what day, and if you don't have enough people, you can't say no to certain customers because they give you so much.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If it's one of your regular customers, you try to do everything you can.
Well, try not to give them a reason to go somewhere else.
There's a lot of competition in that area, I mean, honestly.
Well, there's several others, but, you know, I mean, we've just been doing this a long time, and we've got some loyal customers, and that works out well.
Good thing. That's something you don't see much of anymore is loyalty.
I quoted the other day, and I haven't gotten it yet, but one of the ones that we do for now recommended us. So a lot of times when that happens, you end up getting it.
Word of mouth and customer referral is always a good thing.
I asked several of these customers for some referrals or whatever recommendations that I could put on the website. One guy wrote two paragraphs, and I said, well, my mother didn't like me that much. I think ChatGPT did that.
Well, at least they got good things to say. They're willing to go through that little bit of effort.
Terrible time having this DMR conversation, aren't you?
Is not doing too good on his end, but I mean, we'll get there.
Is it your stuff from BridgeCom or somebody different?
From BridgeCom when I started out. Now I have got some other stuff since that point, but when I started, that is where I got mine.
Whatever the hot spot you mentioned was the one that they sell was the reason why I asked that.
Into the hobby, I didn't know anybody. So I said, well, here's a working system. I'll get it, and then I can work at it and figure it out. And that's what I've done over the years is just I've talked to other people or watched YouTube videos and figured a lot of it out and made it work. It's not that bad once you start getting your mind around it, but until you do, it's overwhelming or can be.
Yeah, well, I get emails from them. I filled out some sort of giveaway thing one time that I didn't win, of course. And I get a lot of emails, and that's the only reason I knew anything about it.
Started with it. I recommend them highly. They have what they call BridgeCom University, where they have everything put in one place. Like if you buy a radio from them, they have a bunch of YouTube videos and training videos that they've made themselves. About how to operate it and how to build your coke plug, how to the options work on it. So they do a lot to educate the user, end user also.
For ACR, for ID, yeah, I thought the same thing just reading everything that they had, but I just hadn't really pulled the plug on buying anything yet.
We bought our HTs. I don't have a mobile unit. I just haven't found one that I really was impressed with yet, because they all got that little bitty screen just like on the mobile unit, and I want something a little bigger where I can read it.
Well, a little bit different subject. Are you into GMRS at all?
I have my GMRS license up here also.
The other day I was in Spartanburg, and I have a GMRS. I don't talk on it very much, but I have it in the car. And I was in Spartanburg, and I wasn't paying attention to the screen you call the screen, what channel I was on, but somebody was talking on the radio, and I asked for a radio check, and it was ironic. He said he was in Penrose.
For ACX, yeah, there's quite a few GMRS users up here. There's actually quite a gathering of them around the Fletcher area.
Retaining his call sign at the time because I was just surprised he came back to me, but I was on the Bear Wallow repeater and I didn't even pay attention to what I was on.
That's the one everybody uses up here, and it's got really good coverage up this way. It's probably more active than this repeater is a lot of days.
Well, like I say, I haven't done a lot with it other than just listen to it, but the there's one in Pickens and one in Caesar's Head, and they don't seem to be overly active most days, so I was surprised when I ended up talking to somebody.
Crowder's Mountain, that's another good one to listen to. But, Terry, I'm getting up here where I'm going to lose the repeater, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to you this morning. I hope you have a safe trip on into the office, and you get to spend a day there. Okay, 4HX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Have a good day. 73.